The entire parsha of Vayetzeh is framed with what the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when he cites the obligation to blow the shofar from the small, narrow aperture. So the Ran cites the pasuk "Bimamakum Prasich Hashem," and the tone, the overall tone of the entire parsha, as I mentioned, is undergirded by tefillah mimamakim. Let's start from the very beginning. I encircled here a series of verbs, staccato, one following upon the heels of the other. Chazal in the Medrash depict this with great pageantry. By Yitzhak Yaakov and Be'er Sheva, Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael in the prime of his life. Eretz Yisrael, which is a festung, a barricade, suddenly an oasis, Eretz Yisrael, Mekorah Chesed, Vayelech Haran. Haran represents Haran Avshalmokom. According to the Medrash, we're talking about a place occupied by all types of nether characters who leave a lot to be desired. Sniveling characters who are diabolical in nature, characters who are known for their avarice, for their greed, for their skullduggery. Vayifka v'amokom. So Chazal and Medrash describe the Lashon Pigia Kayadua, at the beginning of the parsha. You can see at the end of the parsha, at the lower left-hand corner, Yaakov halach l'dargo, vayifku bo malach elokim, the Gemara Brachis, in the fourth parak, ain't pigia l'tfila. But the term pigia means to bump into the place. So this tfila is a confrontational kind of tfila. Not a tfila which is of the placid, very calm, bukalic kind of nature. Vayolin sham kibah shemesh. Sun said earlier, Chazal again, Shkiyasakama came before its time. Yaakov Avinu has no protection except for Chazal, the Ramban always speaks of four categories. Domein, Somea, Chai, Daber. Here, Yaakov Avinu is compelled to take, is constrained to take as Hagona, Be'avni Amokom, namely Domein, inert, inorganic objects. Vayasim, Vashosom, Vayishka, Vamokom Avu. Essentially, Yaakov was all over. That his life had ended, that it had reached the lowest point, the nadir of his existence. But the ultimate dream for a Jew is the chalom of coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And this chalom automatically leads to tefillah mimamakim. That's more or less the introduction to the parsha, which is, I would say, to a large extent, the prototype of a Jew in Golus. A Jew in Golus is rejection, trouble, forlornness. The only problem is that they're the ones who don't realize it. So our hopes and aspirations, to a large extent, have died, no protection. And what saved Klal Yisrael in Golus was that dream, with that chalom, and that connection to Hashem Yisbarach, which is, as I said, the framework of the entire parsha. So there's a well-known chazal that we discussed in the past, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, anyone who's Kovei HaMokom, I mentioned it just the other week. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch, even though it doesn't seem to be known by those who are occupying the moonlight minyanim all over Israel, even sometimes across the street from shuls or around the corner from shuls, the Dan Ma'ariv of Matzei Shabbos, in not a makom which is a Beis Knesses, not an in the Beis Knesses, a makom kavua, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch of a chabim that people are not aware of. So the Gemara says that kol kovei makom the tzilaso elokei Avraham v'Yisrael, and when the person leaves the world, they say about him, hey, Onav, he's considered to be a humble person, eight tzaddik, mi-chassidah, mi-talmidu sh'avim avinu. What's the connection between Kriyas Mokam and Anava? Why does the Gemara connect the two ideas? So the Tzlach over there writes in Rochis that a person, the place of the person davin, he is sanctifying that Mokam. If he davins a pure tefillah, because of his close connection and vegas to Hashem, so then the Kedushas Mokom helps his Kavana and helps his tefillah be accepted by Hashem. That's how the Levi Yehuda, the Tzlach, writes there, and that's Sugya Maseches Brachos. A person who realizes his smallness in the presence of Hashem, who am I? At least let me come to a Mokom Kavua, and Hashem will help me. That itself is a Siddur of Anodo. And Yaakov Avinu, in this week's parashah, you see it in the upper right-hand corner, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasa Vayomer Achein Yesh Hashem Bamokom Hazeh V'Anochi Lo Yadoti. Just B'Derech HaLotza, what the Magidim say in the next pasuk. Vayir vayomer. Often when sees a Beis HaKnesses, thank God not this one, and not many of the Bate Knesios in Eretz Yisrael, but sometimes elsewhere. And one sees all the lack of the Acharet, lack of COVID. Manera lokam hazeh. To translate, Hashreklach is this place. There must be a Beis HaKnesses in Chutzarts. Ein zeh ki Beis HaLokim v'zeh Shav Shavon. That's the Dach HaLotza. It's not the Pshat, the pasuk. But the Mokom idea, Achein Yish Hashem b'Mokom hazeh v'nechi lo yadoti. So the term Mokom is a very significant term, and Chazal actually have a lot of discussion. Medrash, this is really one of the probably most well-known Midrashim that we encounter any number of times in Chazal. Chazal speak about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim Shel Olam Ve'ein HaOlam Mekayim. Hashem is Baruch Hu somehow. It's a philosophic concept which I'm not going to discuss right now. But he is considered to be Mekayim Shel Olam. But the term Makom, which is used to describe Hashem, has in it a number of very fascinating connotations. I'll just refer you to one idea, which is a very fundamental one, also in this week's parsha. Chazal said that Yaakov Avinu was a sakin tfilas ma'ir. The Gemara Brachos says above, shenemar vayivka b'mokom ve'ein pigia l'tfila. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. In the Bereishis Rabbah, and that pasuk, the Medrash writes, b'neimam mechanin shmo shakadosh baruch hu v'koron oso mokom. Why is he called mokom? Why is that term used to describe Hashem? Shu mekom shaleilam ve'ein olam ha'mekom. Of course, Hashem cannot be self-contained in any area. He's infinite. He's boundless. But yet, he's mekom shaleilam. And the Medrash goes on to describe other psukim. So the Torah here uses the term bayifka ba'mokom, with reference to tefillah. Bayishka ba'mokom ahu. Bayikach me'avni ha'mokom. And a bit later, as I just mentioned, Achein yesh Hashem ba'mokom hazeh v'anechi lo yadoti. This term is also found in a number of other contexts. I'll just briefly mention a Gemara in the Chagigah, Daf Gimel Aleph, is also a well-known Gemara. Chazal there contrasts the Yechezkel HaNavi with his description of Ma'aseh Merkava in Perek Aleph of Yechezkel, and contrast it with Yishayahu HaNavi in Perek Vav. Gemara says in Chagigah, Yigimel Aleph, Omar Rava, Kol Shara Yechezkel Ra Yishayah. They basically saw a similar celestial vision. L'ma Yechezkel Domo the Ben Kfar Shara Es HaMelech. Yechezkel is compared to a Ben Kfar, to a someone from a rural hamlet who sees the king. L'ma Yishayahu Domo the Ben Krach. Shayo is what they used to call in New York a city slicker. I'm using it in the positive way. More aristocratic kind of perspective. So Rashi Chagiga says the following. Aristocrat who grows up in these kind of environs, in these kind of an ambience of aristocracy, of palatial kind of surroundings, he doesn't become confounded. He doesn't see the need to elaborate, to expatiate on this kind of ambience. So what's the distinction between the Shayo and the Cheskel? The Gemara tells us between the Ben Kfar and the Ben Krach. So the Rav Zatzal, Soloveitchik, always explained in the following way. Distinction is not as many interpret. Some say there's a distinction in the Madreg of Nebuah between Shayo and the Cheskel. The Rav said that's incorrect. But rather, both of them prophesied in different contexts. Shayo, his Nebuah, was in a context where the Beis Hamikdash was al mekono, Tifarto, in its glory, in its heyday, Bimkomo Medes. Unfortunately, Yechezkel HaNavi was not zoche to that. It's after the Churban Hamikdash, and he, of course, is prophesying, as the pasuk says, on the Har Kvar in the Gola. So his nevuah is a nevuah that's man of Hester Ponim. That's what the Gemara is saying: the distinction between Gilu Ponim of Yishayo and Hester Ponim of Yechezkel HaNavi. But we know the Gemara tells us that Gemara, the end of Saita, the last daf. The Gemara says that Alma Amayim Lekayim, what is the world standing on? Agusha Nisidra. And Yesh Merabah Dagarata. Agusha Nisidra, Rashi has a famous explanation over there. Kiddush Hashem embedded in the And the Gemara there basically underscores this Davar Shekedusha that's found in the Uvel Tzion. So Yishayo and Yechezkel have different ways of that type of revelation. The Rebbe says here in Yishayo, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos B'lei Kolores Tzvodo. That's Yishayo Perigbol. When he had the Chazon. And then afterwards, Baruch Kod Hashem Bin Koyimah and Yechezkel. Why is there such a distinction? So again, this reflects what I just said. The Pasuk Yishayo reflects the Tzvukas Hazov, the Misavidish Pintiparto, the Oras Ponim. Yechezkel, we're talking about a Tzvukas of Cheshkas Laila, of Golus, of Kurban, where Hashem is not to be seen, but rather Hashem is hidden. And that's the Lashon, Baruch Kod Hashem Bin Koyimah. Bin Koyimah means Bin Koyimah Hamufrosh V'Amstar, from his hidden place, from the hiddenness, the numinous quality of Hashem's Barak, as opposed to the luminous quality of Yishayo and Dovi. So that's why Yishayo, who's been Chitzas HaMelech, doesn't feel, says Rashi, the obligation to expand at any length on the Maisa Merkava. He's very succinct, very brief, regarding the Marin Nevuah that he saw in Berak Bob. The Cheskel, who is literally ensconced in the Cheshkas HaGolus, in the Tzimtzum of Zgalus Hashem, he's Marek in the tier of the Maisa Merkava, and that's the expression that we use also. Why the Lashon of Hamokom? Because in base Avel is the Mokom of Hester Ponim, and we are Menachem with the Bakosha that despite the Hester, we are Bakodesh Baruch Hu Menachem the Avelim Mimkomo Hamustar VaHamufrash. That's the Lashon of Hamokom, and that's what the Torah is describing in the beginning of Vayitze. Vayivka Hamokom, Vayishka Hamokom. Babokam Azeh, and that's why Yaakov was a Sakin Tzilas Arvis. All the Balei Amusa, but it's already found in the Shining, that Shachris is clarity. Everything is clear. Avraham Avinu is compared to Ahar, Gemara Psochim. And Yitzchak Avinu is Mincha, the twilight zone, an element of Pachad Yitzchak of Bura, Yaakov Avinu, Tzilas Arvis, Laila, Hashecha, Shaul Mur Palot, that are lacking in Aras Ponim, that they're lurking all types of sakona. And we know the life of Yaakov Avinu, he himself describes it. The parable of Mitzrayim, of course, Chazal taking the test for it. Ma'avroim hoyu yimei shnei chayai. When he ran away from Esau, before he comes to the house of Laban, Yaakov davens ma'arid. Of course, he has to show his bitachon of Hashem is barach, even during the time of Tzara Mitzuka. That's what the Ran quotes that famous Yerushalmi, I mentioned at the very beginning of the shir, yimamakum pasich Hashem, why we blow from the small crevice, the small aperture. Myri represents what the Dor HaMelech says until in Tzadik Beis, La'agin Babegich Hastecho, Demunoscha Malidot. So Rabbi Yehuda explains it over there, Masechet Brochus, and that's all embedded in Vayivka Bamokom, a language of Tzara, a language of Mitzuka, and subsequently, in this Pasha of Ayetze, Yaakov Avinu has a dream, and we know that Hashem promises him, Rashi calls it fasting in Chazal. It's the same idea, the same result. In my makim is the Magen Avraham said that that's what one many shuls have. Yerid of that table. The idea of Yerida. He quotes Min Hametzah Karasiko. You are, I stand corrected. Shikar. But it's the same idea. Min Hametzah refers from straitened circumstances. Strait is in the Straits of Magellan. Anyway, so here they have this idea that Yaakov Avinu was told by Hashem, "Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha Elokei Yitzchak Aretz Hashem Atah Shochet Malach L'Chet Neno Ulezarecha." So Rashi says, "Keep it Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kol Eretz Yisrael Tachta." Hashem folded all Eretz Yisrael under him. Ramazlo Shetei Nochali Kavish Shabana. He told him it's going to be easy to capture Eretz Yisrael. So where's Yaakov, of course, resting? Hara Moriah, Mokam HaMidosh, as Yaakov himself says, Ein Zeh, Ki Beis Elokim, Zeh Shara Shamoim. I'm not going to go into what would be fitting over here, but actually, those of us who are zochet to hear Rabbi Aaron Shapiro, Shlita, the other week, when we talk about this issue, namely, the Mishnah in Kelim tells us that Eretz Yisrael is in Skandesh, Be'ezek Kedushos. And of course, the highest kedusha, the Mikdash, that's the greatest kedusha. The Mishnah goes on to tell us what is the kedusha. What is the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? She mevi'im imeno. If Eretz Yisrael, you go ahead and you bring the Omer and the Kuri Mishnah Lechem. So all the Mefarshim on that Mishnah ask an obvious question: why doesn't the Mishnah mention the dinim of Tumas and Ma'aseh and Shemitah Be'Omer? That would be far more endemic to what the Mishnah is discussing. That's not, you know, only in Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael Tzvei Dinim and Kedusha. That's what Rabbi Shapiro Shalita pointed out. Namely, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that's Rechayim and Mitzvah Tzuris Baretz, namely Truma, Surmises, Shemitah, Yovel. There's another aspect of Eretz Yisrael which has a connection to the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Mishnah mentions over there in the first paragraph of Kelim, Esther Kedushos, which are Madregas and the Kedusha of the Mikdash, so the Mishnah mentions Omer, Shtei Alechem, and Bikurim, because those all require Habas Makom. There's a din that had to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah is underscoring, accentuating that aspect of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is relating to the Makom HaMikdash. It's not talking about the Kedusha, which is Mechayim Tumas HaMaisis. That's the second Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He spoke about it on Shabbos. And there's a famous Taisis of Al-Basra, Pe'alof, where this requires a lot of discussion. And Taisis asks, why do we need a Sefer Zeh HaKosav in Pashas Kisavo? The Torah tells us that Bikurim cannot be brought from Chutzaretz. It's a Be'artzicha. Maishna Bikurim, why is it different than the Mishnah? The Mishnah Kedusha, I'm in love with the best. The Mishnah said that Kol Mitzvah Toyas Baretz only know in Eretz Yisrael. Why do you say Exas HaKosav? It teaches that Bikurim is excluded. So according to Rav Soloveitchik's thesis that I just mentioned, we understand it. Bikurim is not simply like other Mitzvah Toyas Baretz, which is totally in the Kedusha of Baretz as Mechayim Tumas HaMaisis. Bikurim is totally in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's kosher to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we need a separate apostolic to tell us that Bikurim is excluded. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying all this is because Yadua, he also discussed this, the chilek between Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, Machlokes Gemara, a number of Gemaras in Shas, and how we pass again, there's a famous Rambam. Rambam actually cites the Mishnah Megillah that Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Lashayt, and Gisel Asadovo, that relates to essentially the Makom HaMikdash that remains. Because the Makom HaMikdash, the Mishnah writes in Megillah, is based on Kedusha Shino, Shina and Betela. The pasuk says, Bishamu, the Eretz Yisrael is going to be Shomeim, but the Makom HaMikdash, even though it's Mishmama, that Kedusha remains. And that's what the Rambam is mechalek between Kibush and Chazaka, and he discussed that, but it's really discussed at great length by the Mikdash David. And it's a very complicated issue. But the reason why I mentioned all this is because the Kedusha of Yeshua, that was a day Kibush, and that was Batel when the Chanetzer came, Aishavet of Shevi, Gemara Gittin, the fourth parak. But the Kedusha Shnia of Ezra, that came from building of the Mizbeach and the Mikdash. And from there, the Kedusha was Mispashe, the Shar Mekomos of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he spoke about, Rabbi Shapiro Shalita, that they were Maksik Eretz Yisrael, and the Halos Kedusha came from the Kedusha of the Mikdash. So that's what the Rambam paskins, that the Kedusha of the Mikdash is Kitchen the Shaita and Kitchen the Lasadogo. It is based on the Hashuas Hashrina, Shrina, and Betela. So now in that light, you can understand this Rashi. Rashi says here, Kibak of the Bohu as Eretz Yisrael, Mitachas the Yaakov Avinu. Hashem folded up Eretz Yisrael on the Yaakov Avinu to stress the fact there's a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that emanates from the Kedusha of Hamikdash, where Yaakov actually slept. And maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi says, Shemnechel the Bon of the Kovesh, which means like the Hazokas HaMokom, it will be miskadesh in a way that the Kedusha won't be bottled. That's a bit of a Kiddush, but I heard this Kiddush a number of times from Rabbein, and Agoyin Rav Tzvi Shechter Shlita also mentioned this idea. I heard it many years ago from Agoyin and Nissan Alvin Tzatzal, and also from others. But Yaakov, he's running away from Esav. Yaakov was worried about the Churban HaBayis, like the Bonu Shel Esav, Rome, that destroyed, of course, the Makom HaMikdash. So they were marked with the Bayis Hasheni. So Hashem promises him the Kedushas HaMokom will not be Batel, the Churban HaBayis, the Titus, where the Gemara describes in the Gittin over there, Anun Bob. As the Gemara called it, Russia ben Benay Shel Esav of Russia. That's Russia of Chazal, but they describe Titus of Russia. Shechina ain't a potato of the other. So you'll take a look at the some segment. I'll tell you, maybe this is a chat in Rashi. This is just an editorial kind of note that I thought was critical. So again, by returning to our introduction, the entire parasha is framed with Mokoim. There's a Hester Ponim, Yaakov's in Golos, and Dafka then Tfila takes on a totally different kind of character, a different ethos. And Rashi quotes here in Pasuk Tezayin, famous Rashi, that when Yaakov passed the Bakam Abigdash, How could I have passed that place without davening? Yoav died in the Medar, the Chazar Beis Kael, I call it Beis Kael, but it's Beis Kael, of course. The Kotzalei Oretz. So this, as I said, the whole Pasha is connected to this idea. Maybe we'll come back to it if we have sufficient time. Now, look at the sheets in front of you. You'll see that there's a famous discussion, also Kashrut Tefila, the Pasha Vayetze. Bateri Rachel kilo yodo leYakov, batikani Rachel ba'achesa. We have Rachel was not zochet to have children. She becomes envious of her sister. She tells Yaakov, "Hovli bani b'yamai meisu anochi." The Pesukim are right here. Aicha af Yaakov Rachel and Yaakov. I blocked it out in the lower right hand corner of page one. Yaakov becomes very angry at Rachel. Hasachasel kilo neich yashemad and nech b'ibotin. Am I one responsible? When Rashi calls him Chazal. I have children, and all the Rishonim here have a field day. What is the nature of the Shakal Batalia between Rachel and Yaakov? Rachel says to Yaakov, "Hovli bani." Yaakov answers, "Asachas elokim ani." And Rashi, as I mentioned just now, Rashi says that he answered her, "Mimech mona avlo mimeni." I have children. So the Rabban asks, is that how tzaddikim respond, especially to their own wives? They're not misfollowed for other people? A very famous Rabban, tell me on page number two. You'll take a look at the Rabban in the upper right hand corner. I'm just summarizing it. Elio and Elisha, they always follow for Nashim Nachrios. And then the other, before she asked the Kasha, instead of appeasing his wife and being medaber al liba and being meishiv nashiv ha'aguma, yes, I'll daven for you. Yes, I'll try my best. He answers her, "Abba lo yilo banim. My father didn't have children, so he daven. Ani yeshiv banim. I don't have to ask for rachamim." Amazing, absolutely amazing, beyond belief, such a response. So generally speaking, the Mefarshim work with the following idea, and this is based on the Ramban. Take a look at the Ramban number two. I blocked it out. B'nei Tzadekis, B'r'eisa Shalatucha L'insomer Hatzulas Yaakov, Shova L'histalo L'atzmi. El Shemei Hatzoko, Zeo V'agishma E'lea Eloki. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Chazal have this idea many times. Neimah Hayu Avoseinu Akurim, why were our forebears not capable of having children? Hashem looks forward to the tefillah of tzaddikim, and there's a medrash in Shirashir like that. Neiman nisakru ha'imos, while the imos barren, the same reason. So we see that, and we have to know what is the cause, what's the effect. This is my favorite Beis Halevi. I've said it over tens of times. So what was the cause? Sounds like Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the makaros in order to be machriach and lispala. You have to view it in the proper way. So Rashi writes, famous Rashi, Vayera Berach HaPalach, Rashi, the comments, have in front of you. Vayishma Elokim is called Anar, the bottom of page two. Mikan she yofa tzvila sachile, mitzvila sachile, v'olo v'yikadem se yisbala. That's what the Ramban says. At the end of the day, the individual himself, Rachman Mitzayim, who's stressed out, who's anguished beyond belief, so his situation compels him to daven with all of his, whatever koyach he can possibly muster. That's what he does. A famous Gemara in Brachos that is often discussed, the Gemara Dafei, the Gemara describes there, you have it here also in the middle of the left-hand column, Rabbi Yechon Cholash, Rabbi Yechon Kedil, Ola Gabi Rav Chanina, came to be Mavak Yechela, Omele Chavim Arach Yisurin, Omele Elohim Leskorot, Omele Havi Yotcha, give me a hand. So he gave him his hand, Bufmei. What does that mean? Pashas refers to David, refers to Tzvila. Right? The Gemara, I look at Rabbi Yechon Ben Avshe. And the answer is, so what do you see? On the contrary, have a greater merit in their tefillah of being miskabel than someone who's misbalah on himself. So it's a stira to the Rashi that I just cited and to the Yisod I just mentioned by Yishma Elokim miskabel now. So this is discussed in great length by the Mabit, the Shara Tzila, Sefer, the gorgeous Sefer. But the Mizrahi, who asked this question, Mizrahi is a super commentary on Rashi, of Leo Mizrahi from Constantinople, from Turkey. So he answers, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't able to have kavana. But where a person cannot kavana, there's no doubt, he says, Tfila Sachayla Odif. I saw in the Torah Aruch Al HaTorah, he writes slightly differently. He said that Tfila Shaini, Tfila Zif, he quotes the Pasuk by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, by Yasser Chizkiyahu, Panav HaKir, by Yisraelel. That's what Rashi, he quotes from the Bereishis Rabba. Mikad says Rashi, on the bottom of the page number two, low left hand corner, She Yofa Tfila Sachayla, Mitzvila Sachayla Molev, Masha Enkein. The Gemara Brachas of Chanin Ukme is not talking about Tfila. But regarding Tfila, says the Mizrahi, there's no doubt that Tfila Sachayla Ba Nitzrach, that Tfila is Mitkabelot Kodem, the Tfila Tachayla Molev. So that's why the Kasha the Ramban is also answered. Because Yaakov Avinu thought that since the whole Tachlis of the Emos being Akuras is in order that Shadavim, the Melech, the Shbol, the Davka wants the Tfila of the Meukos. That tefillah of the nitzrach, of someone who's a choleh, someone who's under strained circumstances, is more acceptable than the tefillah of Acher Molo. That's why Yaakov tells Rachel, he speaks to her in a very harsh kind of way.
Was he justified in mitzaring her?
Definitely not. We'll discuss that in a moment. As you'll see from the lower right-hand corner of page number two. What Rachel said is 1,000% correct. So, tvei dinim, both of them are operating simultaneously. On the one hand, there's no doubt that the Bavashah wants that she, the Chayla, the Nitzrach, the one who's the Yisurin Shadavin, of course, one Shadavin for them, ain't Shum Sadek. Eliyahu HaNavi, when the Isha, we just discussed this in Tanakh, in Malachim Perek Yizayim, Shabbos afternoon. Isha Tzorfatit, Elisha, by the Ben HaShunamis, they died. Of course, they Davin. And in terms of what Baruch said, look at the lower right hand corner, beginning of Shmuel, the Gemara Bava Basra. She was not able. So her tzara, Penina, look at that person. And then he described the Himaras Nofesh, Batispal Al Hashem, notice the language, the change, Batispal Al Hashem, Batispal Lifnei Hashem. Very famous in Chazal. So Elkanah did not daven for Hannah. She davened for herself. Why? Because he already had children for Penina. And that's the Hemshech of Pesukim. Chazal say that Penina, L'shem Shamayim, Niskavna. She actually was Mechana L'shem Shamayim. That was her interest. What does that mean? What kind of L'shem Shamayim is this? That's embedded in that Pesuk. V'chi asadna tzorosa gantas ma'abur ha'ima. So Rashi says over there, ma'abur ha'ima, Rashi in that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted her to take a hold of herself. And that it's embedded in the pasuk. The tefillah of the Chayla and the Nitzrach is far superior to the tefillah of the Chayla and the Nitzrach. V'hi maras nefesh. And from that maras nefesh comes the tefillah that's going to be accepted. Another shtickle raya I always thought was on page three, upper right hand corner from Lot, I love him tell Lot to escape run for his life. He molded al Hashecha, he nehair azais, kroiva lonu shama bihi mitzar, he molted al shama al mitzar, he is free nashi. I am a love in a sassi for another gamma, the bar azel, the bilti, of ki say, I said, divarta, I hear you molded shama, you love halaso dobra, and guacha shomo. So Rashi says in the pasuk, gamma dobra azel. So Rashi comments, "Lo dayecha shatanitzo el av kolayir atzil b'glodecha." And the rokeach comments, "Kilo uchalasos dover ki tfiloscha nishmak." So why is it the tefillah of Avram doesn't help to the mass of the city, and the tefillah of Lo is mayel? And the answer is, the tefillah of Avram Avinu is in the gather of tefillah sacher malayir. Rashi, the tefillah of Lo, he's a nitzach. That tefillah is miskabel. So the thought I'm trying to convey, as you can see, is the yisod of when someone is in strained circumstances, their tefillah takes on a totally different character. And I'll just mention, I heard from most of my rabbeim learned by the Bristol, So they sent it over, very fascinating Yisod from Briskov. And it explains actually the halacha of Yaakov Avinu over here. Yaakov Avinu came back, as he mentioned in the Gemara. Efshar Shabalti, Amokim Shabala, Leser Velas Balti, Yor Daite, the Chazar Abbeis Nail, the Kapsal Le'ar. So Marabayim said over, you see from here, Yisod in Musa, which is certainly very true in life. When a person is given a Shas HaKesha to do something, he doesn't take heed of that Shas HaKesha. So then they let him in Hashemayim go on his merry way. But if he has enough presence of mind to recognize that he's in Shas HaKesha, even Lachazman, then he goes back and he's able to somehow reorient himself and he's able to eat Sader. So they dramatized it. They quoted from Bristol. So the dramatics was the following. And I'm just trying to, I don't have a good sense of the bad words as well. But Yaakov Avinu goes to Haran, full of sakonis, as I mentioned earlier, Haran Av Shalokam, Gashim Yitzruchnias, Esav, waiting to ambush him. Lavan wants to go ahead and engage in all types of deceit. And he goes to Golos to a house full of Trofim. What is exactly, what kind of Kabbalah spotting we should expect? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him, don't be afraid, don't worry. And Zaro Yekafar Oretz, etc., etc., etc. But what does he do? Let's follow his course. But as I said, I'm not good at maps, so you'll have to. He goes, he leaves Be'er Sheva, the Pasuk says here, and now he's going up in the Negev. He has to cross Mibal Yehuda, Shomron, Emek Beit Shan, Golil HaTachdon, Ramat HaGolan, and he comes to Haran. And Hashemayim, they don't say a word to him. Not a peep. He passes Har Moriah, Bogam HaMikdash. No rem is given to him that he should stop, that there's some prophetic kind of messer he's about to receive. Why? So the Medrash says, Hu lo nasa nalibo liyishor sham l'ispalel, ha'imen Hashemayim yaku. You don't take the reins by yourself and don't come to the recognition that you should. They're not going to interfere with your life. You have a chira. So he comes to Haran. He could have gone to Laban and married his daughters. And as a result, be mafsed in all the brachas that he was going to receive later on. So how is he zeicha? He comes to Haran and suddenly he gets a hold of himself and he makes the cheshbon hanefesh. Are you talking shabbat? I'm talking shesbalu avesai velos ba'al nido. Here is Haran. Often we have here Haran. Question is, what do we do about it? Do we remain in the ghetto of Hirur? Or do we actually go ahead now and concretize those Hirurim? Often we say, okay, Chabal, the Pam Abba, I'm here, forget it. Next time, I'll take care of the problem. I'll be mashing. Yaakov Avinu, Mistovev, the Gamri, Hidei Lassar. No, 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 no. So what does that mean? Goes back to Ramat HaGolan, to the Galil, Shomron, the Malkot of the Vesov. Why? The Takeneta Mishkeh. In order to correct that which happened. And then what happened? Kotzolo, Har Moriah, Netak Nimkomo, comes to Beit El, Lon Bamokom, Zecha Demachan and Devua. So this is something which is a very important lesson by Rabbeinu to say this over for Bristol. Actually, 200 years after that, when Amram and Yocheved are told they're going to have a child, who's going to be the Moshiach Shem Yisrael, when Rashi quotes from Imran Tzaita, beginning of Sefer Shmos, it's Tamini Paro Lahabdil, they also saw that Moshiach Shem Yisrael is going to be born. And the Spalei Abayis Erev, Ateras of Mitevu, all the psukim that we are familiar with in Shemais. And a bit later, Moshe Rabbeinu is given by Hashem the shlichus, the mission, to go and say, Tal Yisrael, Berov Am Yisrael Uso. He decides, no, I'm not going to carry all the tightness and tiyunim of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Prophet tells him, only you are the goyel, nobody else can do it. And 80 years passed till the actual gula comes into place, and then he goes in the midbar, and suddenly that's of course when Moshe Rabbeinu spies the snare. He snares the bor ba'esh, rasnei nenu uko, madu aliyah rasnei, mayar Hashem kisor liros, and the hirah to redeem Klal Yisrael. Means the snare is bo'er b'sheket b'dmama. If Moshe Rabbeinu just went on his merry way, nothing would have happened. He would have been still the roya Klal Yisrael, but everything would have been reversed in terms of history. So that's just not a lesson. So now the sword I'm trying to get across is found also here. on page number 3. And that's the Yisod of Tshima, accompanied in Ma'amakim, as Rav Shimon said, again in this Pasha, and Chazal, it's actually found in the Targum, I'm very fond of Targumin, but here the Targum spells it out. Both Targum Edison with Zeal, Targum Yushalmi, Rashi comments that Leah, Imenu's eyes were tender, incessant weeping. She thought she was the older sister. Who's she going to end up marrying? Esau! That was clearly a reason to cry. And there's no question that Demois and Demois Sholish play a very significant role, especially in the area of Tzvila. Demois, the Gemara in Azov and elsewhere, I have it here. Omer Abolaz and Yem Shechar, Vesavigdosh, Ninaru, Shari Tzvila, Yavavish, Shari Tzvila, Ninaru, Shari Demois, Leninaru. The Banisham was always open to the cries, and I'm very fond of the Tzvila on the bottom of the page. We say in the Slichas, we say in the Hila, Tomachi said, they said, Mishosha said, Tebes, the Shari, the Mois, Kilo, and Ishlavais, Lachin Shafati Siak, and Ibech and Ibais, he wrote, you for never show me out of Bichias. The Banisham will hear is Bechi, she toss him to my saying, the Benay Khalios, he should take out the mold and put it in a flask. We start to lay in the Kogzeros Azorios, and that's what Leah, the Medrash at great length, describes actually the Tfilos of Leah. And Hashem listens certainly to Tfilos that come mitoch mitzuka. And we know that the Shari Tfila, even though it's difficult to go through them, the Shari Demos remain open. So I heard from one of the great Bali Musa, I used to go to Hishmuzin. I'm going to Chaim Zaytchik, when I was in Israel in 71. Often went to Hishmuzin, he's from Navarre. I have a certain mahalach, which I can't describe right now. You probably also heard it. I used to go with my brother, to say that. Yeah, I go to Chaim Zayin, he didn't go to him. Bob Belinsky also heard. I call him, big things come in little packages with a dangle. Anyway, but Bekitsa, so Chaim Zaytchik was a Navarre. So he said that tears are multifaceted. They're a form of tefillah, they're kind of bakasha, they're expressing hurit tshuva, and they're much, much deeper than stam tefillah. Much more profound, because the most reflect a stormy heart, a broken atzabrachana, halts, leid nishpa v'nit ke'elam kim le'sidzeh, a tefillah that becomes emotional, that it achieves such tara, that expresses itself through this pure emotion, and that has access the Shavu Shemayim. And he gave a mashal, the Ma'adam of Neymar, very fascinating mashal. He had a swarm from Azaychim, a number of swarm. My brother was very close to him. My brother was close to all the Gdoli Bali Amusa Shadori and Shel Ador Sha'oba. So he gave a practical application, moving and insult Shimon. So Shimon was hurt, he was humiliated. Shimon was brought to tears and he expressed his pain in the most common way. Ruben realized that it caused him hurt, so he asked for forgiveness, he asks for tshuva, he cries out to Hashem, he asks for forgiveness, for the pain to Shimon, his tears are sincere. But so are those of Shimon. So now we have two people tearing. We have Reuven tearing, we have Shimon tearing. Now, the tears of the, what should we call them, the pogea, the offender, namely that of Reuven, ascend to Shamayim, and now there's a hitnakshut with another set of tears, the tears of Shimon. So now the question is, whose tears are going to prevail? Ask the Chaim Zaytchik. So Shamayim determines whose tears will have greater efficacy, those of the offender who's now looking for forgiveness, or those of the person whose life has made unbearable. He's also crying out in tzar, in misery. If you remember Esau, by Isaac, when he didn't get the bracha, the moment Yaakov leaves, Zokam delu mara, bachemi got money on me. A bracha asked you, look at me. By Esau, Esau is kind of like, you see, Bechi, tremendous tears. Can we imagine the pain of Esav? And Chazal say that that pain was compensated many, many years later when Mordechai Yehudi, by Yikram Mordechai Yisvigodom, by Basak Mahefer, by Yitzhak Yisofa here, and the Xerah against Chal Yisrael HaHashverosh, and Mordechai is crying. So if the effect of the tears of a Russia, we begin to become some will be humiliated, oppressed, or some of these feelings are even inadvertently hurt. Tears are very powerful. And Chazal even say, as I actually quoted this Medrash also, I don't know exactly where it is, that Rachel Imenu died before her sister Leah because she spoke before her, indicating a lack of da'aferet. So take into account, Rachel gave everything up for Leah. She met him, but she hid in her room, spoke instead of Leah at night. And when Yaakov was with his wife, he didn't know who it was. And she was talking. And then the Malachim are in the background, Hoi Leah, Hoi Leah. Probably she's dramatized that medrash. She wanted her sister to get embarrassed. And she gave up the opportunity to marry Yaakov just to prevent the militia of Leah. And yet, because she spoke before her, she preceded Leah in death. Said, isn't that mind-boggling? What's going on over here? Leah was used to weeping. She was used to her emotions were very raw. So in response to a slight, minor slight to her character, her emotions come to the fore. That's the end of Leah Rakos. She had good reason for weeping. She feared she'd have to marry Esav of Russia. The Gemara calls him Amashuma, the Gemara of Kedusha. And it made sense. Rivka had two sons. Laban had two daughters. It was only right. The older daughter would marry the older son, Esav. So she cried. And the Chura, someone might ask, a young man asked me this question. He was a Shana Al student many years ago. Today he's in a Kaila, in Avrech. So it made the fact. He asked me the Kasha, what's so wrong with marrying Esav? He saw that he was making money. He's not going to settle for the other paycheck. He's probably working in high tech, probably heavily invested. He did well for himself. The woman that married Esav would have it good. Her material needs will be taken care of. What's the problem? I said, I've been the fact maybe 10 years ago, this young man. Because she would live a life of comfort, surrounded with luxury, not to worry. Now Yaakov Avinu, he's near. And I read from some kind of gotten him. Life of struggle, life of hardship, life of difficulty. Obviously, that was not correct. But the yisod I'm trying to bring out is simply the yisod of tefillah, the ma'amake alev, tefillah mitoch yisurim. That's the tefillah that Hashem is barach, dafka desires, dafka wants. El demosi al techa, so the places both see and both see. Alvai, we should cultivate that kind of tefillah, which comes from a person being in a mokoim of golus, musta u'mufosh, azev Yaakov Avino. And so those tefillahs that Chazal described here, naftu le'elokim niftalti, to wrestle with Hashem is barach, using these kind of tefillahs, we touch the mois, and those tefillahs are responded to, ayishma elokim aleya, ayishma elea elokim, that's the essay of the tefillah of Hashem.
Did you answer the question that Rav Zaitchik, who's here to prevail in the conflict?
Neither did he answer it, nor did I answer. And I finished at 9 o'clock because of Rav Shimon. Sorry.